Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and I want to read to you today from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. The Apostle Paul is speaking here to a guy that he discipled and a young pastor named Timothy, and he says, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever." I love the Apostle Paul here is sharing some of his testimony and talking about who he was before Christ, and then what God has done in his life, and how it's not about his works. It's not about Paul cleaned himself up or changed himself, but rather God's grace, God's mercy was poured out on him, and he was changed by Christ and then commissioned by Christ to go out and to share the gospel. And I love, there's something in the devotional today, I'll read you a section of it, talking about, you know, and as we think about our testimonies, obviously not all of us came from the same background, not all of us have the same story, but our devotional today says, "Your story is a picture of that same grace, and God's grace is always epic. Whether you were rescued from rebellion or raised in the faith, your testimony displays his mercy, abundant for the lonely, hopeless, fearful, rebellious, self-righteous, and unworthy." Over the years, I've had a chance to talk with a lot of folks and ask them their story. And, you know, sometimes I'll hear Christians say, "Well, my testimony is kind of boring." And I very much agree with what our devotional says today. No, God's grace is always epic, and your testimony is not boring. Yes, some of us look at it and go, "Look at all that God saved me out of. I mean, I was running hard away from him, and I was in drug addiction, or was in from relationship to relationship." And you can see a lot of evidence of just the brokenness there. Others of us can look back at our story and say, "Man, look at all that I was maybe not rescued out of, but what I was saved from. I was spared a lot of this because of just God's mercy in my life." Either way, though, whether you were rescued out of it or rescued from it, you just never really experienced it, it is God's mercy in your life. And for those of us who look back and go, "Man, I feel like I have a boring testimony," or "I was, you know, spared from all of this," even if you were rescued from things and spared the experiences of some of those things that you can look at and point to and say, "That's just, you know, very obvious brokenness." The longer you walk with Jesus, even if you were raised in the faith, even if you can't remember a time when you didn't believe in God, the longer you walk with Jesus, the more you can kind of look back and see evidence of, "Man, I was walking in pride. Maybe nobody could see it, but the Lord saw it in my life." Or, you know, I look back and I start to see the depth of some of my selfishness, or even now, right, some of what God is working out in me. So, you know, rescued from rebellion or raised in the faith, the reality is we're all dealing with sin. God is in the process of sanctifying us and working that stuff out of us. And his grace is always epic. And your testimony is never boring. It is a story of God's mercy and God's kindness, of saving sinners. No matter what your background, our problem remains the same. We are all sinners who have fallen short of the glory of God in overt ways, in covert ways, in ways that are more obvious, in ways that are maybe more subtle or hidden. But the reality is our hearts are sinful, and God in his grace has rescued us, given us new life, forgiven us, and then commissioned us to go and make an impact in others' lives, to share the gospel with others. So let's take a moment right now. And like the Apostle Paul here, he's really just praising God, right? To the God, to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's take a moment and just pray and thank God for his work and his mercy in our lives. Father, we do thank you. God, I thank you personally for I was raised in the faith. And yet, Father, I can look back and I can see the ways in which I knew a lot of the information, but didn't understand at a heart level what you had done for me. God, I see some of the things that you rescued me from and kept me from, and I see some things you rescued me out of. And Father, I thank you. I can never repay you, but Father, it is a joy to give my life back to you. And Father, I pray for all those listening right now that you would just help them to understand at a deeper level your kindness and your mercy and how you have saved them, and that it would lead them to greater levels of joy and gratitude. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect about your own testimony, your own story, and to pray.